بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كنا أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنده، فأقبلت فاطمة تمشي ما تخطئ مشيتها من مشية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا، فلما رآها رحب بها وقال: مرحبا بابنتي. In this incident, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwaj al-Mutahharat, they were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came walking towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says that the manner in which Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to walk, the gait, the manner of her walking, was identical to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her father. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا رَحَّبَ بِهَا When Rasulullah saw his daughter, he welcomed her. And he said, مَرْحَبًا بِبْنَتِي Welcome to my daughter. ثُمَّ أَجْلَسَهَا عَنْ يَمِينِهِ أَوْ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam either made Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha sit either on his right or on his left. ثُمَّ سَارَّهَا فَبَكَتْ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to her secretly, very quietly. He whispered something to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's ears, and she began to cry profusely. فَلَمَّا رَأَى جَزَعَهَا سَارَّهَا أَثَّانِيَةَ فَضُحِكَتْ When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her pain, her agony, her distress, then he whispered again to her a second time. Now she smiled. فَقُلْتُ لَهَا خَصَّكِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ نِسَائِهِ بِالسِّرَارِ ثُمَّ أَنْتِ تَبْكِينَ So, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then tells Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singled you out. He whispers something into your ears. You begin to cry. In other words, what was the reason? What did he tell you? So he said, فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ سَأَلْتُهَا When Rasulullah stood up, so Hazrat Aisha went and she asked Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was this all about? What did Rasulullah say that you cried and then he told you something, then you smiled? So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha replies, قَالَتْ So she said, فَلَمَّا قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ سَأَلْتُهَا مَا قَالَ لَكِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قَالَتْ مَا كُنْتُ لِأُفْشِي عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ سِرَّهُ She said that I cannot divulge the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the chapter we're doing. When somebody tells you a secret, then you should maintain and uphold that secret. It should not be just told to every person. So now Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is very curious to know, and she's inquiring from Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whispered something into your ears. What was this all? What did he tell you? So Hazrat Fatima says that I'm not going to let out the secret of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَمَّا تُوُفِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ قُلْتُ عَزَمْتُ عَلَيْكِ بِمَالِي عَلَيْكِ مِنْ الْحَقِّ لَمَا حَدَّثْتِنِي مَا قَالَ لَكِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, when he passed on, then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala goes to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and she says, on the basis of the right I have over you, in other words, I was your father's wife, I beg you, I implore you to tell me, what did Rasulullah tell you? فَقُلْتُ فَقَالَتْ أَمَّا الْآنْ فَنَعَمْ So Hazrat Fatima says, radiallahu ta'ala anha, but as for now, since Rasulullah left this world, I can tell you. أَمَّا حِينَ سَارَنِي فِي الْمَرَّةِ الْأُولَى فَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّ جِبْرِيلِ كَانَ يُعَارِضُهُ الْقُرْآنِ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَنَّهُ عَارَضَهُ الْآنَ مَرَّتَيْنِ She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed me that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he would come and we would make door, he would make door of the Qur'an. Jibreel sallam would read to me and I would read to him every year once or twice. But this year specifically, we read the door to one another, we revised the Qur'an twice. وَإِنِّي لَا أُرَىٰ الْأَجَلَ إِلَّا قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَاصْبِرِي Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Fatima that I feel my time now is very close and I would leave this world. Therefore, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you must be patient. So this made her cry. فَإِنَّهُ نِعْمَ السَّلَفُ لَأَنَّ لَكِ I will be a very good salaf for you. In other words, I will be preceding you, and I will be a good person who will precede you. فَبَكَيْتُ بُكَاءِ الَّذِي رَأَيْتُ. And therefore I cried. فَلَمَّا رَأَى جَزَعِي سَرَّنِي أَثَانِيَ. When Rasulullah saw that I was crying and I was feeling pain and agony, so he whispered to me a second time. فَقَالَ يَا فَاطِمَا. He told me, O Fatima, أَمَا تَرْضَيْنَ أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أو سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ. He says, O Fatima, doesn't it make you happy and pleased that you will be the leader of the believing woman, or you will be the leader of the woman of this ummah, in other words, in Jannah. فَضَحِكْتُ ضَحِكِي الَّذِي رَأَيْتُ. And I smiled. This was the smile I let out, which you saw. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيهُ وَهَذَا لَفْظُ مُسْلِمُ. So again, from here we understand that secrets should be kept. And of course, it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Fatima felt, radiallahu ta'ala, she could not tell any person, but since he left this world, then she mentioned the secret that Rasulullah had told her. And first was that he was going to leave this world, and second that Sayyidina Fatima, radiallahu ta'ala, will be the leader of the woman of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.